I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinevo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here.
I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff and our community. Ooh, today we have a very exciting visitor. It is a treat and it is a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome, get ready to rumble, Gray Haas, everybody!
All right, Jesus up, devil down, Holy Spirit on the weekends. Hallie, how are you?
Oh, you know I'm too blessed to be stressed. How are you, Gray Haas Climax.
Oh, things were really popping off, as we say, in Climax with my teens this weekend. It was all ladies weekend, which I'm always really excited for. It's something that I do just with my teen ladies called Within Reason.
Mm.
Ladies Who Lead with a Functional Faith is the series. And
I think it's so neat, Gray, that you as a man lead all these girls. You say, I'm just going to focus on you for a while, and I'm going to be a good example to you. Of maybe what could be in your future, ladies, if you follow Christ.
Right, exactly, Hallie. And that's really what I love to lean into, which is, you know, within reason. Your faith is within reason. You're not just, we're not just making this stuff up. I'm asking them to think critically, but within reason. I'm also asking them to think about their role going forward in their church within reason. You know,
like leadership roles?
Exactly, within reason. And what they can do, you know, in relationship with the future husband. Within reason. So,
like what they want to major in college, and if they want to work for NASA or SpaceX, or if they want to dream big.
Maybe within reason, Hallie. And that is kind of all the point of really tempering our expectations and trying to get them to think about what would Christ want for them in their lives.
So, what did you focus on? I mean, is this quite a responsibility to be leading a room full of all females looking to you for wisdom?
It's really easy, Hallie. Honestly, I just jumped right in with Proverbs and I said, you know, what we need, guys,
girls,
is to quiet our hearts and prepare our minds for worship. I mean, that comes right out of Proverbs, Hallie. Because really, when you got all these ladies, you don't want to clutter your mind with all this other stuff.
Clutter your mind?
What?
Did you say clutter your mind?
No, I said clutter your mind, Hallie.
Okay, sorry. So you're talking to these girls. Quiet your hearts, prepare your mind to hear from God.
Right, because if you can quiet your mind, then you're going to hear from God, and the guidance is going to be within reason.
Yeah.
I didn't say clitted.
You don't want anything clittering your mind. I'll tell you that. Don't say that, Hallie. In front of a room full of girls.
Whatever. Yeah, how was your weekend?
Oh, what a weekend. Lead Pastor Steve was teaching from the main stage, and he was talking about being in the world but not of the world, and the ways in which we have to differentiate ourselves from the people who are living in sin, and really it's an affront to God, and how we really need to be, you know, subscribing to magazines that are Christian magazines, reading books that are Christian, listening to Christian music, all of that stuff, really focusing our mind on God. Like you were saying, we don't want to have a cluttered mind. We want to have we want to be able to hear from God.
Right.
Well, Steve was saying, and I found this so interesting because, you know, to be a faith-based person, as you know, I believe deeply that it is not intellectual suicide, and I like to be a well-read person, but Steve was saying that we should not read novels with omniscient narrators.
Oh.
Did you know about this?
No.
Yeah, he said we shouldn't read novels with omniscient narrators for any of us that are out there, you know, having a fun beach read and, you know, our summertime book list and everything. Don't read anything with an omniscient narrator because the writer is trying to imitate God.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Doesn't it?
It really does.
So I had to go to my son, Day, because he's got a stack of, you know, probably this liberal stuff in his room that he's reading. And I said, well, Day, no more Tolstoy, no more Dickens, no more Buckner, you know, we have to avoid the omniscient narrators. And he said, well, what am I supposed to read? And I was like, well, you can read the Chronicles of Narnia and you can read the Bible.
Right.
You know?
I don't think those are omniscient narrators, right?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't say clitted.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Just like Jesus flipped over the tables in the temple and tossed those money changers right out of there, our guest today leads some righteously muscly tossers. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today is Miss Curtie Nerve.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me, guys. What a blessing it is to be here.
Oh, welcome, Curtie.
Curtie, give us an idea of what you are planning here coming up at Twin Hills, because you go all over the world, and I think people are going to be pretty excited about what the event that you're bringing here.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I have to go back for a minute, and your reference to tipping over and tossing the tables in the temple. That's actually the name of our of our production here. It's Temple Tossers.
Oh.
And what we do, we're kind of an evangelical Christian martial arts and combat sports kind of a deal. So what we do is take our pride and joy in our Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we tour the nation and we show the kids and the adults, you know, we're all kids at heart, about what you can do with our God-given talents that God has given us, with your bodies.
Wow.
It's not just about getting out of bed in the morning. It's about getting out of bed and getting in that ring.
Right.
Wow. And we're actually talking about, you are the producer of this Events Access Management Christian Combat Sports. Am I getting that right? Christian Combat?
That's absolutely right. You know, it takes all sorts of people to get into that ring. And the only ones I want to be around are the people that know how to get saved. And by getting saved, you get jumped in that ring. And I'm going to tell you what. When you have two teenage boys with more energy than they know what to do with, they can take two paths. They can go down the wrong path, get into drugs, alcohol, pornography, child pornography, animal pornography, all sorts of different pornographies.
Or they can
take a left turn and they can jump on each other for Christ.
Okay. Wow. Now, is this something that you're speaking about from experience? So do you have two teenage boys?
Well, no, the Lord hasn't blessed me with being able to produce real children. We have my husband and I, Steve Blominskos. He and I have a myriad of animals. We've got four cats. Sorry, three cats.
Honey.
We just lost Cat Sajak, but Catty Duke, Dick Van Catten, they're still alive and well.
And Cat Boone?
No, I like that. Well, that'll be our next one. That's a great idea, Hallie. I like that. But no kids, but okay. Babysat a lot growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And I always, what we do is put a towel or a blanket out on the living room floor and we just wrestle, me and the kids. And I thought, you know what? Let's turn this into something that everybody can enjoy.
Oh, that's
isn't that
awesome.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry I asked. Anyway, what I did love about the giant tent you guys are setting up, and I went in and I looked around, and you've got these giant IMAX screens, you've got seating for several thousand people, and you've got the octagon, but in the middle there, it's actually not eight-sided, right? It's 12-sided, which I was like, that's cool. Is that because of the disciples?
Boy, can't get anything past you, Gray. And in fact, what we do during our events is we have paid actors that will stand in each corner representing one of the apostles.
Oh, awesome.
That is.
And are they
so
inside the ring or are they outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And at the very end, because you can't, you know, that mat is very absorbent to sweat and other bodily fluids, blood mostly. At the very end, when we've all, you know, done our thing, put on our show, they take articles of food that would have been eaten at the Last Supper, and they throw it ceremoniously at the winner.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
So it's like eating of Christ's body and blood to represent that.
This is just going to be incredible,
Hallie. I am so excited.
Wait.
And honestly, you know, though it's hard to see, you know, a teen covered in blood, it is a way that they can identify with the suffering of Jesus, their Savior. I get it.
That's absolutely right. And I don't want to give too much away because we do have a lot of paid ticketed guests, but the opening ceremony is just moving.
Is that right?
What do you have planned?
So, we start the procession with Jeremiah Judas Johnson, and he'll be carrying the cross.
Awesome.
Kind of a twist.
Right. Triple J. I've looked at his videos on YouTube. It's awesome.
He's leading the procession. And I think that really, we've got a great kid from outside Kalamazoo playing Jesus.
Mm.
And boy, the energy in that kid. And so he's trying to get his cross back. We don't deal in belts and other things.
Oh.
The winner wins a wooden cross. It's hollowed out, so it's not that heavy. So, yeah. So Jesus is working to get his cross back so he can die for all of our sins.
Very
that
cool.
That is awesome. No, I mean, this is what I love about evangelical culture, is that we've got everything that the world has, but we have it better, you know?
Yeah.
And here we have the better fighters. We have these God-honoring fighters. Mm. And it's just so exciting to me because, you know, this type of thing, combat sports, it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of guys like to watch these cage match sports and these kicking and hitting things. And though it's not for everybody, those people who do like it, they need to have the Christian version of it. And you're providing it. And it's just, I think it's so cool, honestly, Curdy, that that you're a woman doing it. Because a lot of times, the people producing these type of shows, they're fellas. Isn't that right? Like, how'd you get into it? Because you're good at it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, a funny story. I originally dealt in fog machines.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And what we would do, to kind of promote to these different mega churches around our great nation is we would have Pat Robertson bless the water that goes into these fog machines. So we'd have holy fog machines.
Wow.
And I just got to talking to a fellow one day, and I said, we could fill that place up with more fog than than the East Coast in fall. And so we got to talking, and I said, you know, I used to run peewee ball, t-ball, back in my hometown. He says, you know what? I like the cut of your jib. So I don't know. Just one thing led to another, and here I am taking tickets at the door and mopping up sweat off the floor.
That's a God thing. That is a God thing. I've heard of females running comedy clubs, and we know that gals aren't funny, so here you go.
Yeah, but those comedy clubs will stay open for years, I'm sure.
You know, something also that's really powerful, Cody, and I was watching some of the clips on YouTube, because I've got my tickets. I'm so excited to go see these fights. I just really thought the way that you all are entertaining the debate about turning the other cheek is so fascinating, because what you're saying is, hey, this is just fighting. Okay, we're not talking about, you know, actual conflict resolution. We're talking about, you know, or what would Jesus do? We're talking about what Jesus would do if he was in a 12-sided octagon. Uh-huh. And what I think that was really cool, and just to prove your point, I saw the clip of when you guys had the I don't know if he was Mennonite or something crazy, but, you know, there were two fighters in the ring, Hallie, and one of the guys is just trying to turn his cheek the whole time, and the other guy is just destroying him. He didn't even put his hands up, and it's just like watching somebody getting their head knocked off, and it is really entertaining. And I just thought that was an interesting sort of matchup that you all did. Just to prove a point.
Right. Well, good observation. He is a Mennonite. It is a way for us to fight for our beliefs without killing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I think that's important. Uh-huh. I think that's important. I mean, we've had a few accidental deaths, but beside the point, you know, brain hemorrhages and things like that.
Well, I feel like there's a bigger lesson there, you know, for the Mennonites and even, you know, the Amish are kind of adjacent, you know, that shows you how far you get with peace. You know, same thing is like, well, Amish, that's how far you're going to get with no buttons and zippers. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'll tell you what, I feel like it is also kind of a cool metaphor for all Christians and evangelicals that it's like we're all living in a ring. I'm going to be honest with you what it feels like to be in this progressive liberal culture that's trying to choke us all out. And knock us all down. We're in the fight for our lives.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And especially in the last 16 months, you really find out who's in your corner, so to speak.
Totally. Uh-huh.
I mean, all these rules and this is and that's and, oh, cover your face. You know what? The only vaccine I need is a shot from above, you know?
See. Isn't that right?
That is
Isn't
so that right? Great.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure you haven't had any issues with that with the fighters. And it goes to show you, like, hey, maybe this thing wasn't quite the big deal that they were trying to make it out to be. We could have been having church or fights the whole time.
Well, yes and no.
Yeah, I mean, you get one of these big muscle-bound fighters. I mean, like a vaccine is going to help them not get COVID. Look at their muscles. They're going to be fine.
And they were. For the most part. I mean,
you did get a lot of infections?
Quite a few. I would say, you know, it ran its course through. And then we started hiring some sanitation teams to really clean those mats between rounds. And I think we figured it out. But at the top, we were all a little scared. I'm not going to lie. But through prayer and persistence.
Yep. And there's power in prayer.
And how many of you are at the top running things?
Well, currently, just me for the moment. A couple of my supervisors are currently on medical leave. Nothing big. This liberal virus. Anyway, so currently I'm kind of wearing a lot of hats, I guess. So I'm spread a little thin.
And I do like that hat you're wearing right now. That's cool.
Right. It's kind of a top hat. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I like to put on my boss hat when I have to do something important like this. And this is so great. For you to have me here and for me to be able to take the time and sit in my car and get this done.
So what I hear you saying is that even though you're exhausted, you've gotten spread pretty thin, a bit too much Marmite on toast, and you've got this amazing event coming up, and even though this silly virus has kind of run amok and just absolutely decimated your leadership team, and I keep saying this is going to be the greatest fight our church has ever seen, at least since the last time someone tried to bring up female ordination.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Do not get me started on that. Jeez. It's going to be great. You know, the temple tossers have been to every corner of the world, at least the United States. And we are so blessed to be here at Twin Hills. And this is America's heartland here.
Here's a question I have. Is it real or is it fake? Because sometimes I see this stuff on ESPN, and my son, Day, he told me it's all choreographed and they're not really hurting stuff. And are these real fights, Curdy, or are these staged?
That is a really good question. And I want to ask you first, how does it make you feel when you watch it?
Honestly, I picture, it looks real to me, and I picture the Roman centurions doing this to Jesus. When I hear the crack of a skull, you know, mm-hmm. and when I hear, you know, blood splattering against mm-hmm. cement, I think that's exactly what it sounded like when Jesus was beaten and battered and bruised. It makes me love my Savior more.
Yeah.
And that he did that for you and me. And I don't know why these temple tossers are doing it, but I'm assuming it's just because this is how God made him. He filled him with adrenaline mm-hmm. and with testosterone. And what are they supposed to do with all that if not just kick each other in their chests yeah. and, you know, slam their heads down? I don't know.
Okay, so is it real, though?
Well, I think you just answered that question, didn't you?
It feels very real. And it's what I'd like to do to Satan, to tell you the truth. That's how I'd like to treat the evil one. And I'll tell you what, that's what I would like to do to those Democrats who are lying to our kids.
Okay, Hallie,
it's what
geez.
I would like to do to this new administration and to CNN and MSN.
Oh, that's as real as it gets, girl. That is as real as it gets.
Wow, give me a hollow cross and I'll pick it up over my head.
Yes. Wow. That is the passion. That's the fire. That is the point of this.
Wow, I did it, Gray.
I don't know if you did, Hallie. It's actually kind of a bit unnerving when ladies get like that. So if you could just calm down a bit. Anyway, I guess I was going to ask you, Kitty, I noticed your schedule. You're on your way from here. You're going to go down to Bloomington. You're going to go then over to Madison. And then I noticed your next stop is Macau. And I'm going, okay, what's that all about? Do you actually take these Christian fighters over to whatever that made up place sounds? You know, that just sounds like made up
that?
To me or something. Sounds like a bit.
Well, you know, there actually is a large population of Christians in Macau. It's originally a Portuguese province there. So there's a good mix. Oh, gosh. And if you get there, they have the most delicious egg curd cups.
Ooh.
I mean, they also have black duck eggs that soak in black tea. I'd steer clear of that because that is no good. Last time I was there, I took a swim in the pool, got a terrible ear infection, popped my eardrum, blood dribbling down my face.
Oh, no.
People said,
no.
Curdy, did you get in the ring? I says, absolutely not, but I think I got the original devil's virus.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho, what you do, you fly into Hong Kong.
Whoa.
You get on a ferry. There's a new bridge, but I don't trust it. What you do, you take the ferry over and you immediately get dumped into the Venetian over there. And
oh.
It looks just like the one in Las Vegas, full of sin, full of terror,
oh.
full of gondolas. You go past the Venetian and there's a little outdoor, it's filled with lily pads and moving sidewalks outside. Can you believe it?
Wow.
And they're a healthy country, but they always have these moving sidewalks.
And do the Macanese, whatever you call them, do they like this fighting? Are they into it?
They live for it.
Really?
They live for it.
That is so cool. I just love that you're taking this all over the world, or I guess all over the Midwest and then Macau. I think that's just amazing.
Well, I was on a flight from Tulsa to Schenectady, and I met a kid. He called himself the Bitcoin Kid.
Oh.
And he was dealing only in Bitcoin. I thought that was neat, and he told me all about this place, this magical land in China that doesn't have to live by the same rules as mainland, so they can have as many kids as they want and whatnot. For God, I think that's important to be able to recreate the human race at your own rate. And he says, come to Macau, I'll set you up. And on a wing and a prayer and a GoFundMe page, Tossers in China, we got there.
That is a God thing.
That is a God thing.
It's a God thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, and how did the fights go? Did anyone get saved? I mean, do you see this Christian combat resulting in conversions to Christ?
Well, that's why we're going back. The turnout wasn't as good as we'd hoped.
Wow.
Yeah, we overlapped on a pretty important Buddhist holiday. I don't know, you know, light some incense and
nonsense
chanting. I don't know. I smell that and I turn the other way.
Uh-huh.
And every apothecary there has some kind of potion or make your stuff bigger and make your life. Any. I don't mean to judge, but I know it's wrong.
Why does China hate the Bible so much? I just don't get it.
Probably because they can't read it.
Well, that would make sense. I mean, I get very frustrated. I don't like to do things I'm not good at either. That's why I don't golf.
I don't have time to golf. Yeah, but I do love it.
And so where are you based now?
That is a good question. What's your address?
are you traveling? Like, are you a nomad?
In a way, yes. Steve is, my husband is staying with his parents who are getting up there in years. And that's just in a little town in Kimberly, Idaho.
Ooh.
Is where he's stationed. And not a lot of airports around there. So I haven't seen him for since before the pandemic, if that's what you're going to call it.
But absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's right.
In a way. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I'm traveling with the show And it's kind of like a Ringling Brothers.
Yeah. But for Christ, a God-honoring circus.
Well,
that's so cool.
You know, I did see your vans out there, and I just did think it was really cool how you've got these kind of different types of van or whatever you want to call those, and you all rolled in. And then I was talking to some of the guys, and a few of them said, you know, I was working at an Amazon place, and then I jump onto this, and I'll do a fight, and if I get really hurt, then I go back and work at Amazon where I get more hurt. And so then it's just like, you know, it seems like a real challenge, but it kind of reminds me of that movie that everybody was talking about, but I only looked at the trailer because it looks so boring. But you guys are kind of like your own nomadic caravan going around putting on these fights.
I saw Nomadland. Did you see it, Curdy?
No, I haven't seen it, but I bet it's a movie.
Well, it's this gal who's you know, working at Amazon and traveling around, and I'll tell you what, it seems like she can win Oscars, but she can't find a makeup bag. You know what I mean? How hard is it? And I look at her and I say, well, you should at least try, you know, because I feel like in America, you know, women are held to a standard because, hey, guess what? In the bird kingdom, the males have to be pretty. But guess what? We're not birds. So you got to find some color, ladies. Put it on your cheekbones. Put it on your eyelids. How hard is it? And I can't figure out why she just won't even try. I mean, we've all been raised to, you know that, like, if the barn needs painting, paint it.
Yeah, I do not step foot out of my van without a full face.
See?
And I think it's important for men to understand that we do respect them, and we understand they are looking at us. So let's give them something to look at.
That's right. You know, we make sure we have a full face on. We make sure we don't have a panty line in behind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's for them. It's really all for them. Now, speaking of women, I mean, do you ever have female fighters?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. Yeah.
No.
See, this is weird. Like when a girl says, I want to be on the wrestling team, I say something's wrong with that girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you are trying to wear a cup and nothing goes in that cup, step aside. It's just not a lady's place.
No.
To be.
No.
Wrestling around, rolling around. I'm happy to have them, you know, represent one of the 12 sides.
Right.
I do let a little gender bending go on there.
Okay.
But absolutely not. And I think the gals realize that that's what it's important for the men to do their thing. And,
yeah.
And we support from the background, from the sides, from above, from below, but we never are in the middle.
All you have to do is look at Jesus' team. And you know what? I don't see a single gal in there. So, you know, if we want to be like Jesus, we need to get behind what the guys want to do. You know what I'm saying? Which I think is so cool. That's what you're doing. You're serving the American church by bringing Christian combat to, you know, campuses everywhere, mega churches, and invigorating our congregations. And I do have to say, as soon as you rolled in and with your semis and your whatnots and you started putting up the big tent and all that, I felt like the whole congregation, it felt like an electricity. Everyone got real excited. And I know people were saying, why is it $50 a ticket? Shouldn't it be free? Because church is free and all of that. But I'm like, well, we got to support this organization.
Right. Why is it $50 a ticket?
Well, you know, those generators aren't going to pay for themselves, and we got to feed the crew, and those big boys, they eat quite a bit. And,
yeah.
And I think it's important, you know, we always give 10% to a local charity if it's appropriate and if we find one that we approve of. Recently, we found Felines for Faith.
So what do you do with, you did mention your cats earlier, and I'm sorry you did, but what do you do with your cats when you're on the road, I guess?
They are with my husband.
There was Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was Steve. Well, you mentioned feeding these fighters. Now, what in the world do you feed these fellas? I mean, do you just give them whole chickens? I mean, they need protein to stay strong. Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't have a mobile kitchen, so to speak. So we do, we look for the generosity of our host. It's in the writer. I don't know if you read it or not, but we do expect a full meal before. And then afterwards, we usually rent out an Applebee's or Claim Jumpers.
Oh,
and we'll get in the back ring. And of course, you're all invited. Anyone that has a green room access at the pre-function event will be allowed to join us at, I think we're at Sizzler.
Yeah.
When we're in town.
Well, I'll be there. I love it. They have a good salad bar.
And that's our treat. Great. That's our treat for hosting us. So
awesome.
We just stop by, come and go and get a sandwich or whatever. You know, life on the road is hard, but these guys keep their physiques in, some of the hardest, tightest bodies I've ever seen. So, yeah.
I know. How do you have to, you know, occasionally, I know we're supposed to really avert our eyes if it feels like maybe it's going to cause us to lust in the flesh.
Sure.
And here you're surrounded. You haven't seen your husband in almost 2 years. You're surrounded by these strapping specimens of manhood. And I assume you can't avert your eyes because you're having to work with them and lube them up or something. I mean, how do you keep your mind pure?
Well, you know, funny enough, it doesn't affect me in the least. I've got zero, you know, I know we're all professionals, and I look at those bodies and I think God created an amazing piece of art out of that piece of clay. Mm-hmm. And that's all I think, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't have any interest in going down that road, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Forgive my French, but you don't pee in your Cheerios.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, these can just be guys that have amazing bodies and that are, you know, getting all sort of lathered up and really, you know, going at it. And none of us have to be thinking about anything like that. I think that's great. You know, something I've also really enjoyed is actually the kind of the pre-fight, which is where you get to see those two guys just kind of face off and they just, you know, stare at each other for a really long time.
Right.
It's just a lot of what would you call that? Yeah, I guess tension, just, you know, they're kind of like getting ready. I mean, what's the whole point of that? I just thought it was interesting.
Well, that's it is interesting. And that it gets even more interesting when they're trying to make weight. Mm. So that usually happens at either the press conference or the weigh-in.
Okay.
The press conference is a little more talky-talky. The weigh-in is when they actually have to strip down to their loincloths, step on the scale. And if they don't make weight, they don't get to fight.
Okay.
Mm. And we are a sanctioned combat sports, so we do have to follow the rules of all the individual the state athletic commissions.
Yeah,
so for instance, in Illinois, we'll fight, we got a featherweight in the octagon. We'll have a we have a heavyweight fight going on, which is always a fun one. Those boys can be as big as they want, tubby, and as long as they can slap down on that mat, we'll let it run. But the face off is where I like to say they get the majority of their demons out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. they can look into each other's eyes and see if each other have in fact been saved. And if they're not, I'll tell you what, their opponent will help them get saved.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look in the soul, and you can tell when someone's lying about this and that.
Uh-huh.
They just, they look deep into them, and that's where the passion and the fire and the fury comes from.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
It's moving. Oh, it is cool. Moving. And we'll be doing that. That comes, that's on Friday before this,
oh,
the event
Gray,
on Saturday.
You should go.
Yeah.
You should go to the weigh-in, Gray.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, Gray's into CrossFit and all this body stuff. He should see what these prime athletes are doing.
That'll be down at the library.
Okay. Oh, cool. Oh, that's really cool. And I do have to commend you, Curdy. I do. For being around these fellows in their, you know, when they're down to their skivvies. And, you know, I'll tell you what, my husband Lance Labonte and I, we were going up to Venice for our anniversary, went through Florence, saw the David. Have you ever seen the David statue?
Yeah, I have.
Now, I'll tell you what, that part between his legs, you know, at the top of his legs, yeah. I found it to be the most uninteresting part. You can really look at the craftsmanship of those hands and those shoulders and clavicles. And honestly, it really just makes me think of Jesus and God. It makes me think of what an amazing artist God mm-hmm. is and when he made the human form.
Right, right. And how times have changed since the days of yore when it used to be important for whatever's going on in that area. You know, I mean, it wasn't important, pardon me. And now it's all this and that and how big and how, I don't even, it's the devil's talk. But it is the Lord's image that we're looking at. And I don't want to look at that.
Well, we're made in his image. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
So you know what? I feel like when we see these guys out there, you know, facing off, it really is, it's just us looking at our Creator.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely, and that's how you have to look at it. Because it is. And if you get too deep into that other smut, pornography and whatnot, it derails the whole point of it all.
That's right.
And that's not why we're here.
That's right. And that might be the one area where we don't have a Christian version of the thing that regular culture has, is in the porno industry. And thank God.
Amen, sister. So I did have a question for y'all. And of course, okay. Allie, unfortunately, it kind of excludes you, and I do apologize. But Gray, wondering if you would be interested in having a preliminary kind of a sparring match with a buddy or a friend at the beginning of the evening, just to let the parishioners or the congregation know that this is real and we're going to have a good time. So I don't know if you had someone in mind that might be able to spar with you, get in there and get a little sweaty and show off.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good idea. I think my teams would love to see that. Maybe I could give my friend Clay Mason Bannerman a call and he might want to come down and do that.
Oh, you two are speaking again?
Yeah, Allie.
Curdy Nerve was played by the lovely Katie Neff. Oh, I adore her. Follow her at K Nefertiti.
I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.